In its crackdown on illegal immigration, the Trump administration is moving judges to the southern border. WMYC has learned that half of New York City's 30 immigration judges have been reassigned since April. As WNYC's Beth Fertig reports, it's compounding the backlog in the nation's busiest immigration court.
The judges have been sent to hear deportation cases in Louisiana, California, New Mexico, and Texas, plus Elizabeth, New Jersey, which has a detention center. In June, WNYC reported at least 8 of New York City's immigration judges had been temporarily moved to Texas and Louisiana since March for a few weeks at a time. But this latest number is much higher. All this reshuffling means cases are delayed for months. Immigration lawyer Edane Butterfield says it also makes her clients anxious.
They don't know if their judge is going to stay on their case. They sometimes have to get new documents, ask for another day off from work.
The new data shows more than a third of the nation's approximately 325 immigration judges have been temporarily reassigned for weeks at a time to other locations between April and July. The judges' union calls the practice disruptive. And it seems counterintuitive because illegal border crossings have actually dropped since President Trump took office. But Brian Johnson, an immigration lawyer on Long Island, has a theory about why more judges are needed down south.
The people that are deported will be deported in less time. And that is the message they want to send to people in the home countries from where the migrants come from.
The Executive Office for Immigration Review, which runs the immigration courts, didn't respond to a request for comment. But in April, Attorney General Jeff Sessions said he was moving 25 judges to the border to expedite deportation cases. Beth Fertig, WNYC News.